Welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by one of our friends, Asher. Hey, Asher! He sent us an idea on our Instagram page, which you can do too. If you have an idea for a story, head over to our Instagram, Kids Short Stories, or our website, kidsshortstories.org, and send us your idea, and maybe I will turn it into an adventure. Are you ready for this one? Me too! Let's go! Today, Asher was at the beach. Who else likes going to the beach? Me too. Asher loved going to the beach and building sandcastles and playing in the sand and splashing in the water and watching crabs run around. It was a super fun place. And this morning, before they all went to the beach, his dad was painting. And all of a sudden, he looked and said, "Asher, have you seen my paintbrush? I think it's missing." All right, let me look. Asher began to look all over, but the painting brush was gone. What? That was our best one. What in the world? Oh. Then Asher saw something that he knew exactly what it was. He saw little footprints. These were not footprints from people. Nope. These footprints were from crabs. Oh my gosh! There was a crab here! Do you think he took the paintbrush? No, I don't think a crab would do that. Crabs... No, that wouldn't be. Asher's dad said. Asher said, no, I'm pretty sure. I bet that is where the paintbrush is. I bet a crab walked in here and saw the paintbrush, and he said, I want to go painting, and so I will take this paintbrush. Yes. Yeah, I bet that's exactly what happened with the crab. I bet he wanted to paint, and so he stole our paintbrush. Can't let that happen, Asher said. I'm going to go rescue the paintbrush from whoever this mystery crab is. Let's go. Asher jumped onto his monster truck that he rode all the way to the beach. It was a pretty bumpy ride because there were a lot of sand dunes. Sand dunes are those big hills of sand that you see by the beach. And so he went up and down and up and down and up. Whoa! Finally, when he got to the beach, he started to look for clues. Where, if I was a crab and I wanted to go paint, where would I go? He checked over by the water. There are lots of crabs there, but none of them had a paintbrush. Let's check where we go crabbing. Asher was really good at crabbing. Do you know what that is? Yeah, it's where you tie a piece of meat to some string, and it's kind of like fishing, but instead of fishing for fish, you're fishing for crabs. And so he would lower the string with the meat on it until a crab would grab onto it. Then you pull him up. And so he wanted to check their favorite spot. Maybe the crab was there. And so he got back in his monster truck and drove to their favorite crabbing spot. Nothing there. Where is another place that I've seen crabs? When the tide goes out and there's this one muddy spot in the marsh where crabs like to hang out. Let's definitely check there. And that was a long walk down the boardwalk. And good thing the tide was out. Do you know what that means when the tide is out? That means the water in the ocean kind of went way far out. And so the water is more shallow. And so then you can see mud, or you can see things that are normally underwater. And so the tide was out. That meant it was pretty muddy in the marsh. And the crabs like to run around and look for things to eat. So Asher went to go check it out. Oh my gosh. What in the world? What is that? He saw something in the mud that looked like someone had taken a paintbrush and brushed it
through the mud.
What? That better not be that crab that took my dad's paintbrush. Oh, if it got all muddy, that would be terrible, Asher said. So he started to look around and he grabbed his binoculars and started to look in the marsh. Oh my gosh! He couldn't believe his eyes. There was a crab holding a paintbrush, painting a mud picture. Hey, Mr. Crab, what are you doing? Get over here. The crab with his silly little eyes looked at him.
Oh, hello,
the crab said.
I'm just painting a nice mud picture for my birthday.
Asher said, wait a second. It's your birthday too. It's my birthday. I'm turning 5. But you cannot just like take our paintbrush. That's not nice. And the crab said,
oh, well, you can have it back when I'm done.
And the crab ran off. Hey, Mr. Crab, like, get, oh man, what is Asher gonna do? How is he gonna get that paintbrush back? And then he thought, ooh, maybe I can make a trade. Do you know what a trade is? Yeah, it's when you switch something with someone else. So, let's pretend, what if Asher was able to make a paintbrush out of like a stick and some leaves or maybe some grass and bring it to the crab and say, hey, I will trade you this for that paintbrush that you have. That is a trade. And so Asher walked over to where the crab was in his big mud boots. He had really cool mud boots. And he said, all right, Mr. Crab, I have a deal. How about you take this paintbrush and then you give me mine back? We'll call it an even trade and you can keep painting on your birthday because I need to bring this paintbrush back to my house because it's my birthday. Okay?
Well, I guess so,
the crab said. His pinchers, holding the paintbrush, reached up towards Asher to grab this new paintbrush that Asher had made. And he gave Asher back the paintbrush. Oh, thank you. Mr. Crab, what's your name?
I don't like to tell strangers my name, but you can call me Mr. Chops.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chops. And, please don't take our things again. If you want to use our paintbrush, you can just ask. But don't come into our house and just take our paintbrush, because that's not nice, okay?
Okay, I'll remember that.
And that was it. The crab ran off into the mud, and Asher got his paintbrush back. He was so excited. He got back in his monster truck and rode back home. And as he got home, surprise! His whole family was waiting for him for a birthday surprise. The end. Happy birthday, Asher. That is so cool that you're turning 5. That's amazing and super old. You're getting so smart. All right, friends. We will see you next time. Have a great day. Bye.